Right, Rabbi Yosef, good morning. So let's begin. We're picking up today, still in Perek Yotes, this time in a red edition, page Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Od Amar Rav Osinu, it's on to almost like right in the middle of the page. Remember again, we're still speaking about the concept, ultimately, of Hidur Mitzvah, of when we're doing the Mitzvah, ultimately beautifying it, and that beautification, bless you, serving as an expression all our incredible love and dedication towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Od Amar Rav Osinu Zichron LeBracha. Furthermore, the rabbi said, Al Pasuk, Big De Esav Beno HaGadol HaChamudos. Remember again, speaking about the fact that in the episode of the birthright, so Rivka told Yaakov to go ahead and bring her the clothing of Esav, her oldest son, the very beautiful clothing. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ani shimashti es aba bebegadim meluchlochim. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, you know, when I used to serve my father, I would serve my father like in work clothes, right? Begadim meluchlochim. Because I didn't want my clothing to get dirty. And yet, aval Esav, kishahaya mishamish es aviv, but yet Esav, when he used to serve his father, lahaya mishamish ella bebigdei malchus. So this is such a beautiful idea over here, that apparently Chazal understood that when did Esav, you know, if you think about it, Esav was a hunter. So when exactly was he wearing this nice clothing? So Chazal seemed to say he wore, the Medrash says he wore it when he was mamash serving his father, right, for kibbut aveim. So not only did he do this of kibbut aveim, but he did so, again, dressed appropriately. So if this is true, when Esav served his physical father, then he would bless you, that he would go ahead and he would get dressed up nicely. It was a very important idea. When we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven, person should make sure to dress for the occasion. A person should wear nice clothing. And one should sit before the Ribono Shel Olam, as one sits before, again, a great king. In footnote 124, he says over here, V'yeshev lefanav, he's talking Shakavana l'tam Torah, Shechovas kiyuma mitoch yira huskara le'alba pesukah. So again, he seems to say over here that this idea of sitting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right state is a reference to Talmud Torah. So this is an incredible idea. If Esav served his father wearing only nice clothing, how much more so when we come to serve our father, that we must be dressed appropriately for the occasion as well. V'hinei b'chlal zeh, yesh kibbut ha-shabbosos v'yamim tovim. We'll say so again. Continuing on this same theme, and by the way, this is an incredible yisod in general, that everything we do in relation to performance of a mitzvah ultimately goes ahead and shows how we relate to that mitzvah. So what Ramchal is saying, for example, how does a person come dressed to davening? So how a person comes dressed to davening reflects how they feel about the davening experience. So if I come dressed, I don't know, I'll use the word like appropriately, but appropriately obviously is relative to where a person is living, to a way. So we're leaving aside the specifics, but the idea is a person comes dressed to davening the same way that they come dressed for their recreational activities. So, okay. So that shows, ultimately, again, how I feel about my tefillah. Now, again, I will say, you'll say, I don't read so much into it. But the truth is, you know, when you have an important event, you dress a particular way. If the event is not important, then you dress a different way. So these are the little things, says the Ramchal, that ultimately create the atmosphere in which we perform our mitzvos. And it's these little things that all contribute ultimately to the greater experience and greater dynamics. He goes on, V'hinei b'chlal zeh, yesh kivut ha-shabbosos yom tovim. Included within this discussion, is how we relate to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shekol hamar belechabdom, whoever goes ahead and shows additional kavod for Shabbos and Yom Tov, vaday osen nachas ruach liotzro, certainly goes ahead and gives nachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechin sivanu, because the Ribono Shel Olam has commanded us, v'chi badito, you shall honor the Shabbos. V'chevan, shekvar his ames lanu shekibudo mitzvah, and now once we know that kibud Shabbos, honoring the Shabbos, ultimately is a mitzvah, hine mine kibud rabbim. There are many different forms, many different ways in which we are mechabed the Shabbos. Remember again, the Gemara says we're mechabed the Shabbos, honor the Shabbos, b'ksus nikia, nice clothing, nice food, organized home, Ach haklal hu shekol ma'ase shebo nira chashivos l'shabbos tzrichim aru la'asosom. But I was like, there may be things ultimately that may not be under the formal framework of Kavod Shabbos, but ultimately, again, are things that we understand could be demonstrative of the way we feel about Shabbos. So the idea that Ramchal is saying is, there's the scripted part of Hidr Mitzvah, and there's the unscripted part of Hidr Mitzvah. The scripted part is that every single mitzvah has an element of built-in Hidr. So for example, I know what a regular Esrog looks like, I know what a Mahudra Esrog looks like. But there are also, says Ramchal, these intangibles, or these unscripted parts of Hidr. Well, that's when it comes to Shabbos. So I know that there's a certain scripted Hidr. What's a certain scripted Hidr? I'm supposed to have a Su'uda. I'm supposed to have a Su'uda, and the Su'uda is supposed to have Lechem Mishnah, and it's supposed to have this. Okay, that's the scripted part of Hidr. But then there's the unscripted part of Hidr, which are the other ways in which I demonstrate an importance for Shabbos, which, again, are not necessarily brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and not necessarily halachically mandated, but are clear expressions ultimately about how I feel about the covenant of Shabbos. Al kein, hayu achachamim harishonim, oskim ba'achonos ha-Shabbos, ish lefi derko. Therefore, the great sages, each of them engaged in Shabbos preparations, right, preparing for Shabbos, in different ways. For example, Rabbi Avo, Havi Yosef Atachtaka Deshina, Umenashev Nura. Look at footnote 128. Havi Yosef. So the footnote says, Haya Yosef al Kursa Shoshin, Shechashuv Haya, Vaashir, Venafeach Nishum Nura, Mulaba Esaish Lazercha, Bishon, Lukavat Shabbos. This is interesting. He used to go ahead and sit on a cushion. This is Rabbi Avo, who was a very wealthy man. He would sit in a cushion, and he would blow on the flames of the stove. So the idea is that was his participation in Shabbos cooking. Right? He was fanning the fire. He was fanning the fire. All right. Or of Safra, Mach Mecharich Resha. Of Safra is Mecharich Resha. Look at 129. Ma'avir Be'esh Es Rosh HaBehei Mosh Nishchata. L'Kavod Shabbos. L'Hasi Menu Aser. He would take the animal's head, and he would put it in the fire to singe off the hair. Again, to make it edible. Rava, Malach Shibuta. Rava would go ahead and he would salt the fish for Kavod Shabbos. Rav Huna, Madlik Shraga. Rav Huna would light the candles. Now again, what that's referring to actually, lighting the candles, is before his wife would light the Shabbos candles, he would make sure that the candles would light. He would like do a test run to make sure that the candles would light. That they would catch fire. Rav Papa, Godel Psilta. Rav Papa used to go ahead and twist the wicks. So twist the wicks again. Literally, he'd make the wicks for the Ne'er Shabbos. Rav Chista Parim Silka. Look at 133. Parim Silka. Nechatech Sal. He would cut up the beets. He'd make the salad. Rabba of Rav Yosef Mitzal Chutzivi. Look at 134. Mitzal Chutzivim. Nevakim Itz Mitzorach. They would chop the wood for the sake of the fire. Rav Zera Mitzaseis Tzatuti. Rav Nachman, Mechatei V'ayel, Mechatei V'navik. So we'll say, again, all of these different examples over here. Mitzadei Situsi 135 is, Meitzis Ha'or Be'itzim Dakim. He also would fan the fire with small little twigs. Rav Nachman, Mechatei V'ayel, Mechatei V'navik. Look at 136. He says, Be'erev Shabbos Yotzei V'nichnas Lahavi Tamin Masos. Kli tashmisho ubigdi chofesh. Meaning he'd go ahead and he'd bring packages in, he'd bring packages out, he'd slap stuff. Amar ilu mikalin li rabbi am rabbi asi, milo mikasfina kamayim. And he said to himself, if Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were the Gedoli Hadar, would call me to slap stuff, would I not slap stuff? So all the more so that I'm slapping stuff for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then of course I should. V'tira hakesho sharav Nachman sheishlanu mimeno makom limud ki hine hayam isponim mahaya osa lefi darko lo adam shu chafes lechabdo ukeze atzma haya osa leshabbos. And I will say, what was Rav Nachman saying? Rav Nachman was saying is, look, we all know what we would do to honor another human being. We all know that if someone who was important summoned us to do something, that we would do it. And the truth is, we know how we would do it, and we know how we would dress for the occasion, and we know how we would conduct ourselves. So Rav Nachman is saying is, you know, if the Gedoli Hadar asked me to unload their car from 7 Mile, if that's what they asked me to do, then Lamaisa, I would do it. I would do it, and I wouldn't complain about it, and the truth is, it would be such a great kavod. So if I would do that for the Gedolei Hador, so of course I'm going to do that ultimately the kavod Shabbos, even though again it's not for a great gadol, it's not for any gadol, it's for the gadol, it's in honor of the Ribono Shel Olam, so of course I'll do it. So we'll say again, you see over here the ongoing theme of how these are all, for example, all of these things that these great rabbeim, that these great rabbanim were doing, were not obligatory. Meaning, there's nowhere in Shulchan Aruch that it says you have to chop the wood for Shabbos. Nowhere it says you have to singe the animal's head. Nowhere it says you have to fan the flame. Nowhere it says you have to carry in the groceries. It doesn't say that. But this is all part of Hidr. Hidr ultimately means that I see that there are great opportunities to go ahead and be mechabed, to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I take those opportunities. Let's just finish this page. Va'al davar zeh ne'emar, li'olam yehe adam arum b'yira. And about this it says that a person should always be arum b'yira. Arum b'yira literally means that a person should be cunning. Arum literally means cunning. A person should be cunning in yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Ladaas ulehisponin davar mitoch davar, to be wise and to contemplate and to learn out one thing from the other. Ulechadesh hamtsos laasos nachas ruach liyotzro bechol hadrachim sheefshar laharos, to go ahead and to give nachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with all opportunities that may come about. So the idea of Osei is that arum biyira means don't just do what is expected of you. We've mentioned this before. You know, halacha in general and mitzvos in general are like road markers. You know, meaning they tell you the path to go on, but sometimes to figure out, you know, which side road to take or which right to take or which left to take, that you have to figure out on your own. The idea of mitzvos ultimately is gives you a framework in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's what I want from you, here's what I'm asking of you, here's the general roadmap for where I want you to go. Now, once you're on that road, figure out different ways in which you could advance the journey. Hayosenu makirim goldo romamuso aleinu, asher alkin komashis yachislo, yihye nichbad aleinu kavod gadol. That once ultimately, again, once we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we go ahead and we develop a special relationship to ultimately to everything that can bring us closer to Him. V'chevan shu yisparach betuvo ha-godol im kol shiflo sinu, rotza ba'an vaso lachlok lanu kavod, v'lim solan rastivrei kidushos. And we'll say the most amazing thing is the following. The Ribono Shel Olam is so great, and compared to His greatness, what are we? And yet, the Ribono Shel Olam seeks to draw us into a relationship with Him. If you think about it, it's absolutely astounding. The Ribono Shel Olam, you know, has every single right and prerogative just to simply be aloof and have nothing to do with us. It's true He created us, but okay, He could be like one of those ivory tower kings who just simply recedes back into His celestial abode and leaves us, whatever. Of course, whatever, He'll run the world to take care of us. Hey, the sun's going to rise. But what's amazing is He actively seeks to engage us in a relationship with Him, which is just, He says, it's astounding. V'chevan shu yisparach betuvo ha-godol im kol shiflo sinu. Baruch Shalom is great. Sometimes we're so low. Ratza ban vaso lachlok lanu kavod. The Ribono Shel Olam in His great humility wants to give us kavod. What's the kavod? V'lim shtar lanu divrei kiddushah. So He wants to give us over the greatness of His holiness. U'lefachos b'chol kolcheinu nechabdein v'nara hayoka asher lo hametzleinu. He gives us His mitzvos. His mitzvos ultimately are a way in which He draws us closer. And what He says to us with the mitzvos are a divine expression of a desire for relationship. Once the Ribono Shel Olam expresses that desire for relationship with us, it behooves us to figure out additional ways to build that relationship. The Ramchal says that's the concept of Hidr mitzvah. Remember again, you know, people often say about Hidr, does the Ribono Shel Olam care? Right, meaning I don't understand. So just the regular esrog is $20, and the mehuda esrog is $30. Right, halavai. So now it's really like the Ribono Shel Olam cares if I spend an extra $10 on the citron fruit. Like really that actually matters to God, or it matters to the Ribono Shel Olam? Really, you know, if I dress, you know, kind of like this, or if I dress like that on Shabbos, like that matters, that really matters to the Ribono Shel Olam, or it matters what I do on my Shabbos afternoon, what I don't do on my Shabbos afternoon, or it matters how, do these things really matter? And the answer is yes. But the truth is, do they matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They do, not because the Ribono Shel Olam needs it, but because it demonstrates how I feel about the relationship. The idea is that the mitzvos represent an invitation to engage. Hiddur represents our taking that offer to engage and engaging even more. So if the mitzvah is the extension of the invitation to us to engage, Hiddur is the way we engage, and we engage with Hislavos. So we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up on page Kuf Tzadik Gimel tomorrow.
Rabbi, you could buy a very expensive pet grove and not have food put on your table for your family.
Everything within a greater context of Chachma. I'm just using that as an example. If a person has a choice between a beautiful esrog and putting food on their table, it's not a choice. Of course, you provide for your family. Or a person has a choice between buying a beautiful esrog or paying their debts, pay your debts. Right? But I'm talking in a vacuum. Just the concept of hiddur. We often say to ourselves, does it really matter to God? And the answer is yes and no. Does God need it? God doesn't need anything. But hiddur is the way I shall be. You've extended your hand to me. I'm now extending my hand back to you.